We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, a gentleman had written a book called Son of Bum, Lessons My Dad Taught Me About Football and Life. Wade Phillips, longtime NFL coach, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Wade, how you doing?
Good, Bill. Yeah, good. Well, good as can be, right?
Right? In the world we live in, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, I'm like everybody. I'm just sitting around the house doing nothing. And I
writing
don't
books.
Start till noon.
That kind of thing. So, hey, I want to ask you, I was reading the book, and I started going through the chapters, and one of the chapters is coaching isn't bitching. And it made me laugh because it just sounded like something that you would say, your dad would say. It was just so personality, character-wise, of what it is, which I found a fascinating chapter. Tell me about what the book is about so people that are listening can kind of get an understanding of what it is.
Well, I wrote it to honor my dad, basically, but he did teach me so many things, certainly about football, and so many things in football relate to life itself. So, I mean, we're going through a team thing right now, with all this virus thing, and everybody has to do certain things and not do certain things and do them the right way. That's what you learn doing as a team. So, but I wrote the book because of him. And he had they don't let you have it anymore, but he had a personality that you just don't see around football or NFL or football anymore, really.
You don't see a
head coach with a cowboy hat on the sideline anymore.
Right. No, I completely agree. There were coaches. Hank Stram had a type of personality.
Sure.
Vince Lombardi had a personality.
Right.
I mean, obviously Tom Landry had a personality. I mean, there was a lot of different guys that brought that to the sideline. When you coach, and obviously you're going through the schematics and you're doing things in your head, but is there, at any point in time, do you find it a little surreal that you think, okay, I'm doing this, but this is what Dad would have done?
Yes, somewhat. I mean, because of especially the teaching part, just like that chapter, coaching isn't bitching. Well, coaching really isn't griping about things after they happen. It's teaching people to react to things, but teaching people things that are going to happen and how to react to them beforehand. So, the little league coaches, they call themselves coaches, but, they're griping at the kids all the time. That bothered me, and I wanted to put that out there that, hey, just griping at people isn't really coaching.
I got to ask you, and I was reading this, and they called your dad Flop?
No, my granddad.
Your granddad. Okay. I wanted to make sure because I was reading that and I was going through this and I'm thinking, okay, now wait a minute. It came out as bum. I was reading through that chapter and they said flop, and I wanted to make sure I got it right. Okay.
No, that was my granddad. Their first name, my dad was named after his dad, and he said the best thing he didn't do is name name me the third, but his first name is O-A-I-L, and it's hard to say. It's oil, and so therefore, my granddad had a nickname, and my dad had to have a nickname because people couldn't pronounce the name.
You know, I mean, obviously you grow up with football as your career, and you're just kind of, you know, inbred into it, so to speak, because of your dad's profession. But when you start to take away life lessons and such, not just on the field but off the field, some of the things early, more poignant things that maybe your dad passed along to you, what were they, or what sticks out in your mind?
Oh, you know, how to work with people as far as working is concerned. And, you know, it's still the golden rule, treat people like you'd like to be treated. You know, I think that's a big part of coaching and life, you know. And the other thing, I mean, he had a great – he enjoyed every day. He enjoyed every single day. He lived 90 years, and I guarantee he enjoyed every day, win or lose. He still enjoyed life and people. And, you know, that's a great lesson to learn.
I wanted to ask you about the current day and how different it is. You talked about personalities and how your dad had the personality wearing the cowboy hat. And you've actually had to kind of live through the adaptation of what the yesteryear was and what you were allowed to have versus what you can and can't do today. How difficult has it been, or how easy has it been for you to adapt to today's politically correct society, today's mentality of players, because that's really what coaching is adapting to the talent that you have.
Right, and then the overall NFL, you know, it's a corporate. I mean, it's a business, so it's turned into big business, and that's changed with the players because they didn't make, you know, they didn't, in the old days, they didn't make a whole lot of money, you know. It wasn't a profession that you made more money than everybody else. So that all changed. And then coaching itself, has changed with society changed so much. So, you know, you change with that. So and some of it's good. Some of it's not as good as it was.
You've obviously had a coaching career.
Yeah, technology helps, but it also, you know, just like we know, hinder some things at times. So it's a different world, and you have to adjust with it, and we try to do that.
Talking with Wade Phillips, longtime NFL coach, co-author of Son of Bum, Lessons My Dad Taught Me About Football and Life, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. You've had a colorful coaching career. You've been in numerous places. The one chapter in the book was with America's Team, It's Always Super Bowl or Bust. How fun was that, and how much pressure was that?
Yeah, both of those things. You know, it was a lot of fun. I mean, and still, you know, we've had some success at different places I've been, and still, everywhere I go, the most people that recognize me are Cowboy fans. Hey, Wade Phillips, Cowboys, you know.
Right.
But it is a lot of pressure, I guess. But there's a lot of pressure in pro football as a head coach and every team to win. The media and the fans certainly are a part of it everywhere, but they are in Green Bay too. So it's it's pressure to win, no matter, you know, where you're coaching. But it was a lot of fun. I mean, you know, Jerry Jones is a fun guy. He's a great family guy. You know, his whole family works there. You know, he's interesting to work for, I'll say that. Because he is he's the general manager and the owner, which, you know, is a good thing in some ways, in that you don't have to go through the general manager to get to the owner, you know. And some, mm-hmm. you know, coach sometimes wants a player, and the general manager doesn't want the player. And so, you got to talk to the owner about trying to get the player. Well, you know, you just go straight to Jerry there and say, hey, we want this guy because of such and such. And then he says, well, yeah or no. So some of it was really good. And being around him and his family, they're a fun family. They're not fun when you get fired, but they're still good people.
What is, because you've seen a lot of football, talk about some of the best teams that you've either been with or that you've coached against, because you have seen a lot of great football in your day.
I mean, 42 years I've been in the league, so there's been a lot of great teams, and I've been with quite a few really good, you know, the The one that won the Super Bowl for us was the Super Bowl 50 with the Broncos. But I had, you know, it takes a lot to get there. It certainly takes a lot to win that game. But, you know, I've been on other teams that were really successful, but we didn't quite get there one thing or the other. So the Music City Miracle at Buffalo, you know, mm-hmm. I was on the wrong end of that one. And we had the number one defense in the league at that time and had a really good offense, too. So we had a chance there. Even at Houston, when I was with the Texans, and we lost to the Ravens, who won the Super Bowl. Schaub, our quarterback, got hurt before the game, so they couldn't play. That hurt us. So I think I can go on and on about could have, would have, but we did at Denver. We had a great team there. And I coached with Buddy Ryan with the Eagles. He had just come from the 85 Bears. So the 85 Bears and the Super Bowl 50 Broncos were, you know, pretty good teams.
I get a chance usually at Super Bowl to talk to a lot of coaches, and when I ask them about their careers, a lot of times they smile about some of their early days and learning days, but some of the kicks they get, they talk about going back and teaching in college or high school. Tell me about when you were the defensive coordinator for, was it Lucher Stark High School?
Yeah, Lucher Stark, yeah.
Lucher Stark High School. A lot of times people go back to their high school days and college days and say, you know what, I had a great time in the NFL, but I just enjoyed coaching the kids, coaching the guys. Did you enjoy that? Because you had come from Houston as a graduate assistant going right into a high school football program.
Right, I did. And the great thing about football on any level, high school, college, pro football, with the players and the coaches, is right before the game. It's all the same. Everybody's excited about playing. They want to win. They want to go out and play and do their best. And that hadn't changed. You know, then, you know, so society and all that other stuff and cell phones and all that has changed. But before the game, it's still the same. And I enjoyed coaching high school. And then in college, I got to coach at Oklahoma State and Kansas. And I say one of the biggest moments we ever had was I was at Kansas and we beat Oklahoma at Oklahoma 23-3, and they had won 29 straight games. So, you know, some of the great NFL victories we had weren't any better than that one.
Right. Yeah. I tell you what, I could talk to you for hours. Wade, it's a terrific book, Son of Bum, Lessons My Dad Taught Me About Football and Life. Obviously, with a lot of America sitting at home right now, they've got time to read. So I would highly recommend if you get a chance to go get this, get it online, have it delivered to you, whatever. It's a terrific book if you're really a historian of football. Wade, I can't say thanks enough. I appreciate your time. I loved watching your career. I've always appreciated your defensive mind and the way you conducted yourself. Thanks so much for joining us for a couple of minutes, my friend, okay?
Thank you, Bill. I enjoyed it.
Absolutely. Thank you. Appreciate it. There you go. That's Wade Phillips, a longtime NFL coach, and he just, as a matter of fact, it was not renewed by the Los Angeles Rams as they've gone in a different direction with their defense. But, well, he's got some time on his hand. He sat down with Vic Carucci, and they wrote the book called Son of Bum, Lessons My Dad Taught Me About Football and Life. And you talk about a long time, colorful coaching career. Everything from going as a graduate assistant from Houston to Oklahoma State and Kansas and the Houston Oilers, through the Saints, the Eagles, the Broncos twice, the Bills twice, the Falcons, the Chargers, the Cowboys, and then the Rams, and I want to say Houston Texans as well. A lot of time there in the NFL, and he does have a ring as the defensive coordinator when they had Peyton Manning in Denver, and just a lot of neat stuff. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You stay right there, and you do good work, hard work, and they're going to treat you right. That's the way they do it. Call them 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.